Lottie Bell's Classic Country, and good morning at 10:03. We're right on time. Joanne Comley's on the phone with us this morning for the Poet's Corner. Thanks for calling in, Joanne. What did you bring us today?
Thank you. I brought you a poem about forgiveness.
All right. We're ready when you are.
All right. The title of it is Don't Crucify Christ Today. She sat in that overstuffed chair, and out of her dim eyes, she did stare. The weight of all the times that she had been wronged played over and over in her mind like so many bad songs. Depression hung over her always, and she looked forward to the end of her days. Forgiveness was not in her vocabulary, so in this life she desired not to tarry. Our Savior she had not met yet, and at age 94, her mind, it was set. People who slighted her, she wouldn't ignore. Revenge and getting even was how she sought to score. An answer from the Lord I did seek, and what he told me made me meek and weep. She is the instrument through which I will teach, to impart wisdom and knowledge you'll need to teach. You see, people are my hands, my voice, and my feet, to complete the work to be done, Satan to defeat. So I've chosen you to learn your lessons this way, and I do hope that you will obey. Each time she refuses to forgive, I am being crucified all over again. I want you to show her how it is done so that she will know that I am God's son. Forgiveness is a decision of her will, not to be confused with how she feels. This choice will cause her to debate and to contemplate. Letting go of all those wrongs will allow her to celebrate. And once she experiences the freedom it gives, she will find out what it really means to live, how joy, peace, and grace so easily flows, and that what she reaps, she will also sow. And she will know why I died for her on that tree, and she will understand what crucifixion did to me. And nevermore will she deny anyone forgiveness, but instead will give it freely with blessedness. And when to communion she does come to worship and fellowship with the Son and thank him for all the miracles he has done, as her Savior she will know he is the only one. So you see, this is your reason and purpose to be my anointed spokesperson for me. My Holy Spirit will lead and guide you through it all, and you will make the great and stand tall. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the privilege to serve you, because I also want her to know and love you, too. I will do my very best and not complain anymore, and pray that to you she will open the door. As I get down on my knees with thankfulness to bind up the spirit of unforgiveness and loose the spirit of mercy and grace, I pray she will give you your rightful place. And she will not crucify you again today. Instead, to all who have wronged her, she will say, I forgive those who have trespassed against me, because God's holiness and love I finally see. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.